I love it.
So you get three people in this room who are doing exactly what they wanted to do.
That's right, and all three of us skipped our milk, and that's why we're all the same size. Clarkson Hot Springs. Hi, Clark.
Hey, man. How I heard y'all talking about EA and NCAA earlier.
Yes, sir.
From what I've gathered, they're keeping their license with the Collegiate Licensing Corporation. So we may still get Arkansas Razorbacks and LSU and all that.
Okay.
I don't know how that'll work without the NCAA involved, but I know that's what I read in some of the blogs about the game system.
Yeah, I just saw a story this morning from Christy Dosh, who is at Sports Biz Miss. She's been on the show several times over. And the story is, and she wrote this for ESPN.com this morning, joined the NCAA in announcing will no longer license its trademarks. The move comes out a month after the NCAA said it would not license its trademarks either. Each school makes its own individual decision regarding whether or not to license their trademarks for use in the EA Sports game. The SEC has chosen not to do so moving forward, so apparently the schools will still have the opportunity. And as you mentioned, Collegiate Licensing Company recently announced it completed licensing agreements for approximately 150 of the institutions it represents, including some SEC institutions. But much like yesterday when we announced that a handful of SEC schools were going to have their own scent, there was going to be SEC right. Cologne for six schools. I don't know which schools are represented and which ones aren't. I'm not sure if Arkansas is in the yes or no category.
I'm not
sure. I'm just wondering if Alabama smells like cow pasture.
I don't know. Actually, you know what's funny? I saw the rundown of some of the scents that they were going for in the Alabama scent. I don't remember, but I don't remember cow pasture being mentioned.
Barbecue sauce, maybe?
That would be a good one, but no. I don't think so.
Yeah.
All right,
guys.
Thanks,
anyway,
man.
I thought I'd let you know that.
I thought it should smell like a dude smells after a date with Catherine Webb.
Just dab a little Cholula under your neck. It'll get the football fans flocking to you.
We need to be careful because if they start talking about scents for Arkansas, there's going to be a lot of jokes.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
But I'm also wondering if this SEC not doing the EA licensing, this may be something they gave up on to be a SEC network.
That's what I kind of want. I don't know if these conferences or the schools are going to lose any money with this because of all the networks that are coming up. And I mean, there's a lot of different revenue streams that the NCAA and the conferences have found, whether it's through, I don't know, new bowls or new television agreements or the conferences that are popping up that are making them boatloads of money. So to me, I don't know if this, I know these are popular video games.
Mm-hmm.
Does it really suck that much money away from the conferences when they're making so much more on television?
I doubt the money matters. I think the experience for the fan who likes to live vicariously and play the game and be, you know, whether it's Brandon Allen or whoever it is, you want to be that guy and play that guy. I mean, I'm a very moderate gamer. I'm a guy that used to play quite a bit when I was single. Now that I'm married with kids, I don't have time. But it's something I enjoyed. I know people who play all the time. I mean, we got RJ Hawk, our boy, he plays all the time. I mean,
he's a mad gamer.
But that's a fun deal. My kid plays online. He doesn't play sports games. But, I mean, I know a lot of people play sports games against their friends all over the country. I mean, if you have the time, it's a lot of fun. And I think that's really the only thing you're taking away. It sucks for the fan experience that for those who like to play their team.
Which is interesting because that's what you hear a lot from athletic directors and directors of marketing for the university athletic departments, that they're really focusing on that fan experience. Mm-hmm. But they're talking about the fan experience in the stadium, but you kind of expand it out to your home when you're able to play that game on your own Xbox or whatever video game system.
Still play your favorite NFL team.
You know, they're trying to improve the fan experience because attendance is dropping nationwide, and they're concerned about it. But what they don't realize is that their average fan is still probably 45 years old and what doesn't really want to hear that loud rock music on every break.
Right.
They'd rather hear the hog call or the fight song or anyway.
They're into the traditions of the actual game that have been, you know, the traditions that they've been enjoying for those whole 45 years.
Things
really
have evolved.
It used to be traditions.
Well, it's like Tommy said. And I don't ever quote Tommy Smith, but I'm going to quote him now. He made a great point this morning. He said, you know, I actually said this last night at Football 101. He said, you know, I looked at some old film of Arkansas games, and the men were all dressed up nicely with ties and coats and hats, and the women were in dresses and very elegantly dressed. And he said, now you see fat guys with HOGS on their bellies, their naked bellies. He said, are we progressing or are we regressing as a society? It's a fair point. Kerry.
Yeah, you're going to bring me in on that point? Thanks, I agree.
Yeah, there's a guy who's skinny and could paint whatever he wanted on his chest and look just fine.
No, it's in the best interest of everybody involved that I not walk around shirtless. Hey, question, Phil.
Sir? Yes.
I'm trying to figure out, I talked to Lance Reston a while back, and he told me who to get in contact with to set up another Star Wars night with the Travs, and I can't for the life of me figure out what I did with the name of the person he told me to contact. I want to say it was Leslie.
Sounds right. Sure. She can help you. I love Star Wars Night. We had it for many years. There's nothing. Let's put it this way. I was doing play-by-play of a Travs game a couple of years ago, and all of a sudden Darth Vader showed up in my booth. And I, you know, when the Dark Lord of the Sith shows up in your radio booth, you better be respectful, because the last thing I need to be is choked without hands on my neck.
Yeah.
In the middle of a broadcast.
You're talking to him right now. I think you guys ought to combine two old favorites and do midget wrestling and Star Wars Night. Put them together.
Well, that's midget wrestling night is Saturday.
Well, you need a Yoda, Kerry. You don't have one, so I mean.
Or we could just mix it together with Clunker Car Night.
I could do like Mel Brooks and just put shoes on my knees and walk around like that.
Yes, we're combing the desert.
No, Leslie's the right person to contact, Kerry. So I'd give the ballpark a call and ask for her.
We'll see you there, Darth.
Okay. All right, guys. Bye.
See you, buddy. Thanks. Terry's in Conway. Terry.
It's Kerry. Oh, not the Kerry.
Oh wow! How about that? Back to back Kerrys. First time ever.
Pretty cool. My first concern is, you know, I'm 53 years old, and I finished my degree a little later in life, but since when do we need an economics degree just to be a football fan? You know? And my second thing is, with all this Johnny Manziel stuff going on and the talk of who can sell what and who can do what, it got me to thinking about back when I was in school, and you have a lot of scholarship students who sell their books when they're done with them. You know?
Yeah.
What's the, I'd like to get your take on that because...
The thing is, I mean, it's like Matt Jones said, too. I mean, when you get your stipend for housing, it typically exceeds what your actual needs are. So there is a little bit, look, they can't make it unless they're going to have every student-athlete or anybody who gets a scholarship turn in receipts and reimburse them. You know, they give you X amount of money, and you do with it as you please.
All right, well, that's all I had. I'm working evenings now, so I don't get to get you guys as much as I used to in the daytime at work, but... Still loving your show.
Kerry, I appreciate it. I listen to the show every day, and you're not missing that much.
And he had an interesting point about, you know, do we need an economics degree to be a football fan? And, of course, you really don't, because you don't have to pay attention to all this stuff about, you know, money going to conferences and lawsuits involving Ed O'Bannon or any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. You can still choose to just focus on what's going on the field or on the court. I mean, you don't have – this doesn't have to matter much to you.
Shane.
Hey, man, I was just going to let you know, they do get some of that Arkansas Razorback cologne, man. I actually got some. I bought it off eBay, so I don't really know where it's
It's not part of this official SEC line that they released, because we saw the schools in Arkansas wasn't listed, but this may be something else. I'm sure there's an Arkansas cologne that somebody's made up over the years. I mean, there's probably Arkansas anything.
Yeah, I mean, it was a legit, you know, box. It was licensed by the university, and it was really nice, white and red. It had... a really cool thing on the back.
Can you compare it to any other scent?
Man, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I haven't even opened it. I sprayed it. I just kind of took the lid off and smelled it. I couldn't really get a good smell of it, man.
Okay.
But I haven't even sprayed it yet, to be quite honest with you. But I just want to let you know that it's a really legit-looking box, really nice and all that. So it's licensed by the university.
Totally. If I'm going to get cologne, I want it to be legit. Thanks for the call.
Can I just say, I did a Google search for SEC cologne. First thing that popped up, Sex Panther cologne.
That's good. And we talked about that yesterday. Why has no school adopted the Sex Panther as its mascot? Right. I encouraged ASU when they went from Indians to adopt the Liger. It's a combination of lion and tiger. It's a fierce animal.
It's pretty much the coolest animal on earth.
It pretty much is, thank you, Napoleon. And it would be very unique. Nobody else has it. They talk about the Razorbacks being unique. The Liger, nobody else has it. I mean, look, Red Wolves is unique too, but still.
I'm going to talk to my brother-in-law. He's director of compliance at Pitt, and I'm a Pitt fan. Panthers, obviously. Let's get the sex in the middle of the Panther in the pit.
I think there's been plenty of sex at Pittsburgh.